With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Speculation that at least one of President-elect Trump's nominees could unleash a battle royale. It's a choice of now former Florida GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. Not only has the left gone ballistic, never Trumpers on the right seem to be equally upset. Other Trump nominees include Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. Republicans savoring the prospect of holding on to their majority in the House.
With the presidency, the Senate, and the House in hand, the Republican Party ushers in a new political era. Speaker Mike Johnson said House Republicans have a mandate to quickly implement President-elect Trump's policies, such as significantly scaling back environmental regulations and ending what he called wokeness and radical gender ideology.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. Following all of the nasty rhetoric and name-calling of the campaign, yesterday's White House meeting of President Biden and President-elect Trump couldn't have been more cordial.
Looking forward to having, like we said, smooth transition. Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need. And we're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today. So, welcome.
Senate Republicans have chosen John Thune as their new majority leader, disappointing many of President-elect Trump's staunchest allies. Also at SRNNews.com, crews on the east and the west coast continue battling wildfires amid dry conditions, occasionally gusty winds driving the flames forward.
New Jersey and New York state officials have publicly announced criminal charges against two people separately accused of setting some of the wildfires that have plagued the northeast in recent weeks. Numerous wildfires continue to burn in places that have not seen significant rain since August. New Jersey is asking residents to take voluntary conservation steps. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 44 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 12 points. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group is ready for the Christmas wars.
Liberty Counsel is rolling out its annual Friend or Foe campaign early this year. Since 2003, the Christian Law Group has been offering free legal representation for people whose expression of Christmas in public is being squashed by schools and governments. Liberty Counsel says, quote, "This campaign includes encouragement, education, and if necessary, litigation to guard our freedom to celebrate Christmas." Details can be found at lc.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President-elect Trump's new ambassador to Israel has been a longtime supporter of the Jewish state. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is also an evangelical leader, and he maintains that the Palestinians have no right to establish a state on Israeli land. Huckabee recently said the title deed was given by God to Abraham and to his heirs. The former governor frequently visits Israel and once said that he wanted to buy a vacation home there. This is SRN News. What's in a name? A lot, according to the City by the Bay.
A federal judge has ordered the Port of Oakland to stop using San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport as its airport's new name, while a lawsuit by the City of San Francisco over copyright infringement is ongoing. San Francisco sued over what it said is a trademark violation. It asked a federal judge to issue a preliminary injunction saying Oakland Airport's new name is confusing people who want to fly to the San Francisco International Airport. The judge on Tuesday issued an order agreeing with the copyright violation argument, saying San Francisco spent millions to develop its brand. Keith Peters reporting.
Arguing that it's unconstitutional, some gun rights groups are challenging Maine's 72-hour waiting period for firearms purchases. They've gone to court. Maine, one of a dozen states that have such a waiting period on the books. More details, SRNNews.com.